We're going to have a great discussion today with Julita Lambrechts. I've known her for many, many years. She came onto the music scene in my life with a bang, let's put it this way, with big events that she was organized. First thing that she did was organize this big event, and Louis Brits was one of those that were involved in that. And now years later, she's got writing her autobiography. She's releasing it. It's called My Life Song, which is the reason why we're speaking to her today. Julita, hello. How are you doing?
Hi, Janine. I'm so well because I live in Claymont, and this morning it is an absolutely stunning day here.
So you see, I'm not allowed to be jealous. I'm now a Christian and very mature and everything like that. So I have to keep my jealousy to myself. Listen, we've got to introduce you as a person first. You know, before we get to talk about ministry or anything, go deeper. People just want to know that you're a normal person with two legs and two arms. If you had to describe yourself to someone without the makeup,
I'm definitely a normal person. I think every woman who has children feel that they are firstly a mother. Mm-hmm. And I'm definitely that, but my children are grown up, so now I'm a grandmother. And that is my absolute joy in life.
But also the music, isn't it? I mean, Julita, we know, is singing. Does any of your other children, do they sing?
Yes, music is my life. Music is my life. Apart now from God and all of that, but I mean, my passion in life is music. And actually all my children are very musically, they all have different talents in music, but my youngest daughter became a singer. So yeah, music is a very important part of our lives.
But didn't you want to become a singer as well? I mean, isn't this something that you're living through your children at the moment that you actually wanted to do yourself?
Yes, I always wanted to be a singer. Well, I was a singer, you know. I mean, and you might find this interesting. I used to sing with Yanni de Tooy and Ines and Frana, all of them. But then I married a pastor, and the church we belonged to said that I am only allowed to sing in church. So, and when I was 19, Maranatha actually signed me to do an album, or that time we called it CDs. And I had to walk away from that. So that was it left a bad taste in my mouth, you know, because I mean, I wanted to sing and then I wasn't allowed to. So, but I sang in church. So it was good. It was good.
and it's not a waste of time at all when you think about it. You've now have the perspective of what church life looks like and behind the scenes, what it looks like. So when you entered into the music industry as a promoter, and as an event organizer, you had all the background musically to put together huge events. But I want to find out, before we get into that, your faith, because it's the first thing when I met you that I just couldn't believe what I heard, is you've got this reckless faith going, nothing is too big. God is the God of the impossible. How'd you get this big faith of yours?
Because of life, all the things that happened to me in life, you know, many of them were challenging. And I just got to know him as a God that comes through for you, and not always the way that you think he should. And many times you get a no from God, but then in retrospect, you see that no was the best answer ever. So I've just come to know him as a God that delivers. I always taught my children, you don't have to believe anything that people tell you. If you can have the faith to trust God, to believe that he is who he says he is, then you will be okay in life. And that's what I do. I do not look at myself, how I feel, what is in front of me. I trust the word, what he says about himself, and that's what I stand on.
Okay, then let's get to the eventing. Because the whole industry was saying, go smaller, go smaller, that people don't have money. Let's not, it's a too big of a risk to do big events in Christendom in South Africa. And yeah, you come and you decide that cannot be it. So what gave you that? Why did you enter into this event thing in the first place? How did God communicate what he wanted you to do?
Look, I was at a very bad place in my life when I was 44, and I was every morning I went running, and then I used to ask God, "What am I to do? I haven't got a job. I don't even have a car. I've got nothing," and complaining. And then one morning God spoke to me and he said, "Yulita, what do you have in your hands?" And I stopped and I looked and I said, "Lord, all I have is music." And the next moment I saw in the spirit the events that I will do, the artists that I will work with. I mean, I had no connection to the music industry as such. I didn't know how to do artist management, nothing, nothing, nothing. But because he said it, I knew that I will be successful because that's where he wants me. And people always say, you don't have money. And I did, if you don't have money, you can't do it. I didn't have any money whatsoever. But if you can believe that all the gold and all the silver belongs to him, then who is your provider and where does the money come from? So I'm never at a place of I don't have the money. And I've also learned that, say, for instance, your event is, let's just say, 100,000 rand. Then it's very seldomly that God will come and just give you 100,000. He will give you 500. He will give you 2,000. He will give you 5,000. So for me, it's always, let me just start the process and take God on his word. And then we will end at the finishing line. And it's always been like that. So yeah, I can just say that God is faithful.
You're gutsy. Let me just put it that way. Gutsy. And then also, you've got to be open to learn because you got involved with artist promotion, with artist performances, and also, the marketing of all of that and publishing. And the thing is, all of that stuff, it's detail stuff. I mean, you've got to know exactly how to do this right. Or soos hulle sê in Afrikaans, die pap val op die grond. So was this process of
Yes,
learning
yes.
everything that you needed to know, getting involved, was that an interesting process for you?
Oh yes, because I mean I didn't know anything, So and Louis Brits always asked me, always said, "How do you know this stuff?" Then I tell him, "I pray and I ask God." And then it's like, "No, it can't work like that." But that's the truth, Even if I had to promote an artist, I would go to God and ask him, "Who is this person? Where do you want to take him, Lord?" And then work according to that. Because if you work against God, that's just a bad place to be. So I would rather work with God. And that's how I did everything. When I did events, I would dream about little detail, and I knew that God was making me aware of that. I once did an event, an outside event, and God in a dream showed me where all the holes are in the ground where people could fall, and I covered
What?
all the holes.
Oh,
But
wow.
I can't take any, God showed me that. So ek meen ek kan nie eers die eer daarvoor vat nie.
Yeah, because
So
I'm
it's not me
thinking.
that's so clever. It's a team effort.
Because, I mean, you say, if there's an artist standing before you saying, "Here's my song, please promote me." In the
Yes.
Christian industry, you can't just promote anyone because if they were actually not Christian, if they didn't actually love the Lord and now they go on stage and they say things that's contrary to the word and all that kind of thing, it's a reflection on you. And next time you want to promote someone else, you've lost credibility and authority because of who you're promoting. So you better hear from God whether this person is real or not.
Yeah. Yes, no, definitely. And what was always nice, especially in the beginning, is that when I did a promotion tour, the artist was always in my car. And in that time, I mean, when I'm driving, they can't get up. They are stuck there with me. And that was my ministry time with artists. So I got to know them, their heart. I could speak to them about what God showed me. And it was actually so wonderful, so wonderful.
Because
Yeah, no, so.
you got to work with many of the new artists as well. And then I'm sure
Yes.
that when you have them and you're sitting to them, would there be things that you would be imparting to them that new artists don't realize? If I'm a brand new artist and I'm sitting next to you and we've got to drive the next 800 kilometers, what's the thing that you want to tell me that would help me in my ministry?
Apart from that, that you have to be called, you know, I mean, there's music and music, and some people, you don't have to be called, you can just make music. But when you want to be on God's stage, then you have to be called. So apart from that, not many artists realize that it's a team effort. You have to have a team around you. If you think that it's you and you alone on that stage, then you make a mistake. And you will, and I promise you, you won't make it. But if you have a team around you, and that's from your publisher to your promoter to your family to your producer, they all have input in your lives. And then you also need your spiritual family around you, and that's important. So I always, when I sit with them, I tell them everything about that. And at the end of the day, music is a business. They should also know that God entrusts them with this business side of the music, and that they should look after it, they should steward it, and you need to know how to do that. So that's all the things that I speak to them about. But our, most of our conversation is around God, who He is and His goodness.
Oh, absolutely.
I like that.
You're an artist or whether you're a promoter, especially like you, you were involved with Kim Walker Smith, and now We Are Messengers coming to the country. You're involved with all of that. People don't realize that international artists aren't necessarily easy to bring an artist in and to do the behind the scenes stuff. I'm sure you need a lot of patience and a lot of wisdom to pull that off.
Yeah, but you know, if you are called for something, then you have grace for that. So for me, it's easy. And I say that with great respect, because it is difficult to work with the Americans. And even the time, you know, when they are sleeping, we are awake. So everything happens a day later. But yeah, I think God gave me the grace for that. And I do understand artists, you know, having been a singer myself, I understand how an artist, because it's all about emotion.
Yeah.
They're very emotional. And I understand that. So no, for me, it's like, I mean, I was born for this. I realize this every day.
Well, it's not only music that keeps you busy. Sometimes you get in your car and you drive through Africa or Namibia because God tells you, let's go on an adventure.
Yes. Yeah, look, that is the joy of my life. I mean, when I wake up and God says, okay, Yolita, I want you to go. I've just come back from Zambia, for instance. And then I plan that, you know, as far as I can, because with God, I've realized that nothing can be planned. All that I plan is that I'm going, when I'm going, and that's about it. But for the rest, it's all up to Him. And that every time I go on a trip, Janine, when I come back, I'm changed. And you know what's the difficult part is to come back and to see that nothing has changed when you're back, but you have changed. So everything is different.
Okay, now you've got to explain
that's
this
really
now.
A difficult thing.
You've got to explain. Now you get in your car and here you go. You've got to sleep. You've got to eat. It costs money. What do you mean nothing is planned?
Okay, so I know that I'm going to get to the first night where I'm going to be. Sometimes I have money, many times I don't. So, but I at least plan that first day. And from there, with whatever God tells me, wherever He sends me, I mean, I can give you names of people that will say that I came knocking on their door and said, "Hello, I'm Yolita," and that's how I do it. But I mean, the people that I've met, the friends I've made, I mean, it is just tremendous, and it's always about God connections, because Jesus died for people, not big revelations. Not the best worship song. He died for people. So when I'm on my trips, in Afrikaans, it's a nice way to say it. He always tells me, kuier met my mense, visit with my people, kuier met hulle. And that's exactly what I do. When I come to these homes, I visit with the people. and we talk on the goodness of God, because the word says the goodness of God will lead men to repentance.
Yes.
Yes, laat hulle nie met die Bybel oor die kop nie. It's the goodness of God that will turn their hearts. And that's what I do. And I love it. I love it.
The kindness. Yeah. I love.
And then I come back to the music.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah. And it makes total sense to me, because, I mean, he's Hagar. When he spoke to the Egyptian slave Hagar, and she says, he's the God who sees me, that he stops the world to speak to one person and gives you his undivided attention. And he does that through you. So is there like a best one you've got, like in a minute, the best story you've got of the most interesting person you've met on these trips, and how God had used you through that?
Well, there's so many, but the one guy that really made an impact in my life was a farmer in the drought areas, and they had drought for 9 years. And the Lord said, the rain will follow me on that trip. And I came to his farm, and I met children there that has never seen rain. And he told me, he said that, I want to go show you something. That I'm going to, it's my inheritance for my children. And he showed me a dam, an empty dam. There was no water in the dam. And I thought, why is this an inheritance? And he said, if ever there's a drought like this again, we only have one dam on the farm, but then there will be two. And he said, I built this the past 9 years with my hands. And, you know, I knew that I stood on holy ground, because that's the place where he cried out to God to send rain, and God didn't. And when I left there, I kept on telling him, it's going to rain, it's going to rain. I stayed there for 4 days. And he said, it's not going to rain, Yulita. The wind has to blow from this side, that side. And when I left there, about an hour and a half after I left, I got a phone call from his wife. And I couldn't hear her because of the rain. And and you know, when they sent me photos of that, and it made such an impact on me, a man crying out to God for 9 years, but sticking with God. I mean, he never saw an answer. There was nothing. And then after 9 years, when the answer came, 9 years, you know, waiting for rain.
Wow.
Oh, man, yeah. So I've met interesting people. They are seeing their faith, sometimes their lack of faith, sometimes their hurt. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yulita, before we say goodbye, your book, My Life Song, an autobiography, Louis Brits is the one who gave the foreword for that as well. Why do you do this? What do you want to accomplish with this book?
You know, people always ask me, can you not put all of this together? So at one time I just decided that, okay, maybe Lord, what do you say? Maybe we should do this. And when the Lord gave the go-ahead, that's what I did. I mean, for many years people asked me, but the Lord never said yes, but then he did. So then I wrote the book. I must say that people tell me that it's an easy read, and that it, you know, it means something to them. And for me, that is the most important. If it impacts somebody, they can relate to it, because as you said right in the beginning, I'm a normal person, and Jesus died for normal people. And at the end of the day, we are all normal people with stories.
Yeah.
So if you can learn from me and I can learn from you, then I'm happy. Then I'm happy.
Yulita Lambrecht, you go look for this. It's My Life Song. People want to follow you on socials. Where do they go?
Yes, just under Yulita Lambrecht. I've also got a page called Yulita Explores, where they can follow my journeys. My name is, you know, if they just put in my name, then they'll find me, Yulita Lambrecht.
So the last band she sent me was One Crown. We just released a song. This is Us. And so I think it's the perfect song to play in up next. Just, you know, to brag with the work this woman is doing. Yulita, have a wonderful rest of your day. And may God bless you. And may his mercies always be new every morning in your life. So that whatever you
do. Thank you, Janine. Thank you very much.
May you always be a trailblazer. And may you always inspire people. And may your faith move people's horizons and dare them to ask God for more. Okay.
Amen. Thank you very much for that.